always, especially for the last one of the year, and this is going to be a special night. First, I'll tell you about the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival, which is held on Labor Day weekend. If you don't know about it, if you haven't been there and you want to know about it, you got to get on our mailing list. So please, if you don't do anything else tonight, just give us your name and address so we can contact you and give you that information. We're going to have Doc Watson this year. We're going to have Doyle Lawson this year. We're going to have, I think I'll cheat. Nashville Bluegrass Band, Laurie Lewis, Chris Hillman, Jesse McReynolds, of course, Dan Paisley, seldom seen, lots of people. So please make sure you get notice of that and join us for Labor Day weekend. The last event that's not inside, but our annual picnic, which is in May, is going to take place May 15th, and it's going to feature John Lilly, who's a fine old-time musician, and that's going to be out at the Ashland Nature Center, where we have that event every year. So get that information up there, too. All right, now to the important stuff. When you have really special people who have special talents and unique talents, it's really difficult to say the right thing. But let me just say this. The easy way is to say that these are two of the finest old-time singers and players playing today, and that would be accurate. They've received two Grammy nominations, which, of course, is remarkably special in the field of old-time music and bluegrass. But more than that, this is the kind of music that you can listen to, that you can enjoy, that you can put on the radio and have in the background, or in very, very special cases, you can feel. When I listen to Kate and Jody, I don't just listen to it. I feel it. And I don't think I can say that about more than a couple other performers in this field. So this is really going to be a special evening, and they're really good friends. They've been with us before in many other formats. I think Kate may, in fact, have the record for a number of different groups you've been with us. Blue Flame and any old-time string band. Arkansas Sheiks, way back. And Jody just most recently has the record for the most recent appearance with the Perfect Strangers just last year. It did a great thing for us and has been with us in other capacities over the years. So these are really good friends and special musicians. Please welcome Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin.
Thank you, Carl. Tell you what, let's see if we're in tune. What do you say? Good idea. Get your tall, Carl. Once I had a darling mother, though I can't recall her name. I had a baby brother who I'll never see again. Oh, the children's home is sending us out on the orphan train to try to find someone to take us in. Take us in, we have rode the orphan train. Take us in, we need a home, we need a name. Take us in, whoa. Won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in. How's the sound? You understand all the words? All right, sounds great up here. Back in the early 20th century, there was an institution called the Home for Little Wanderers or Little Wayfarers. There was a few other things. And they used to harvest homeless kids from the streets of Northeastern cities, and they'd clean them up a little bit, teach them some manners, and send them out as kind of indentured servants to Midwestern farming families, and they had to sign a contract that they wouldn't mistreat them, they'd educate them. So they weren't exactly family members, nor were they slaves, and it was an imperfect system. You know, brothers and sisters were separated, but apparently it did work out pretty good, and the descendants of these people live around south central Missouri. They call them in Arkansas, Oklahoma. They call themselves the orphan train people, and they have a annual meeting. A songwriter, a great feel for old-time music, Bruce Phillips, Utah Phillips, ran into them and got their story, and he was driving up north along the Mississippi River and listening to the radio, but he didn't have a radio in his car. He was listening to that mental radio, and he heard Lulu Bell and Scotty singing this song, but he gave it to us instead, so we're very, very grateful. It's called The Orphan Train. I have stolen from the poor box, I've begged the city streets, I've swamped the bars and pool rooms for a little bite to eat. In my daddy's old gray jacket and these rags upon my feet, I've been looking for someone to take me in. Take us in, we have rode the orphan train. Take us in, we need a hope, we need a name. Take us in. Oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in. Then the children's home, they gathered us, me and all the rest. They taught us to sit quietly until the food was blessed. Then they put us on the orphan train, sent us way out west to try to find someone to take us in. And the farmers and their families rode in from miles around. We lined up on the platforms of the station in each town. And one by one we parted like some living lost and found. One by one we all were taken in. Take us in, we have rode the orphan train. Take us in, we need a home, we need a name. Take us in, oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in. Now there's many a good doctor or a teacher in your school. There's many a fine preacher who can teach the golden rule. Who started out an orphan, sleeping in the freezing rain, whose life began out on the orphan train. Take us in, we have rode the orphan train. Take us in, we need a hope, we need a name. Take us in, oh, won't you be our kin? We are looking for someone to take us in.
Utah Phillips actually approached us several years ago now and said, would you be willing to make an album of all my songs? And of course, we...
An album, the only songs on it were his.
The only songs on it were his. I think I made that clear.
It sounded like an album that had every song he ever wrote on it.
Oh. But anyway, we said yes, and he hand wrote out all the words and taped himself kind of just doing rudimentary sketches of them and sent them to us, and we felt like they were like diamonds in the rough. We sort of carved them out and learned them, and it was the most practicing we ever did, but we learned all of those songs and we made a whole album of them. And that album actually got us our second Grammy nomination, which we're really pleased with, because Utah was very happy about it.